Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
I invited these ladies to join me tonight to share their experience, because we all had, I'm sure, a very different experience. Why? Because we all came from very different backgrounds. Not one of us had the same background, except for two women who actually were, I think, born in Puerto Rico. So our Hispanic sisters had a lot of similarities, but we all came in wanting to become more unified, wanting to become transformed, and desiring to be in unity with our sisters. This is not something that we're seeing every day on social media, even in our neighborhoods. I wonder how many of you are joining with sisters in your neighborhood, women in your neighborhoods, and having the intention of bringing unity, transformation, and raising the consciousness of your female body, mind, spirit. This is what happened to me. That's why I'm titling the show, What Happens When Women Come Together in a Circle. It was just so powerful. And I do hope that some of the women will join and share their experience. So if you're in the studio tonight, we've got quite a few people in the studio, and you were in the women's circle this weekend with me in Altamont Springs, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And if you are a man in the studio and you have a testimony after you hear some of the truths that we're going to talk about, then by all means, press 1. We want to bring even more unity, because one of the things that happened in those 3 days is that we intentionally sent out a spirit of unity, truth to the world. 12 women coming together on November 13th, 20, or actually November 11, 12, and 13 to heal, to transform, and to raise our consciousness. You can't help but intentionally change the world. And that's one of the first things that happens when women make up their minds to become true sisters. So I want to share with you, first of all, how I was changed and transformed in these 3 days with these women, all very diverse backgrounds, cultures, races, all different races, cultures, 12 women coming together with an intention, a strong intention to, number one, heal our bodies, heal our minds, heal our souls. Number two, intention to be unified and to be in harmony with why we're here, what, especially in 2022. Why are you women here? What is your job, your purpose? What is your assignment? So thanks to the leadership of one woman, Shantae, who was very, very wise in Native American practices. First of all, we had an altar that was just off the chain of all types of elements from not just Native American sage and smudging and incense, but all sorts of reminders of rose oil, rose water, water from the rain that brought negative ions. And all this to share with you that you might want to develop your own women's retreat in your neighborhood. Because here's the thing, when women heal first, they can then help the men who want or need to heal. Because if we're going to become the real partners we were meant to be on this journey, I mean partnership with our brothers, our male companions, then we want you to have the same wisdom, the same knowledge, and the same truth that we learned, with the women learned in the past 3 days. Now, here's one of the first topics that came up on day one. Are you ready? I want you to get ready. Fasten your seatbelts. The difference in the words vagina and pussy. Yeah, pussy or pussy, however you want to pronounce it. Yeah, we're going to go there tonight. That was the first real awakening and education that we women got from our leader, Shantae. If there is a difference between the vagina and the pussy. What are you talking about? Yes. And I was texting a few people reminding them of this because it was so enlightening and so amazing. Now, if you have a comment about that, feel free to press one because maybe you know something we don't know or we didn't learn. But I wanted to just give you the definition of pussy in the typical dictionary, which is kind of negative. First of all, in informal, it's a cat. Okay, we have pussycat, that's who we are. Pussy boot, pussy whip, pussy everything, pussy willow. There's flowers, there's plants. But when it comes to empowering women, we had to take a look at the hibiscus plant, the hibiscus flower, the hibiscus fruit that looks like the pussy, that red blossoming fruit. Takes on a woman's genitals. Now, the dictionary says, I'm reading from the dictionary, that the P-U-S-S-Y, the first definition, informal, a cat. But the second definition, vulgar slang, a woman's genitals. Ah, they're putting our genitals as a vulgar slang. Everybody talks about the pussy, but they don't want to treat it as a sacred flower like the hibiscus. So the dictionary goes on to say offensive women in general considered sexually. Offensive. We're now offensive women. We're vulgar slang. And then the normal North American means informal, derogatory, a weak, cowardly, or effeminate man. Ah, they even put you men in there with the word pussy. So in this first day of our workshop, our retreat, we got a full, I would say a full hour of transforming that definition. Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to spend a full hour on the word pussy? Because of the negativity around it. And I think what we women came to the conclusion of after that first hour, even the first day or two, is that, wow, we got to transform this pussy because that's not who we are. And I'm sure there are women out there who feel that negativity around that word. But here's the reality, my brothers and sisters. When you look at the hibiscus fruit, the opening of the hibiscus fruit is a picturesque, beautiful view of the pussy. So you get an external and an internal perspective, viewpoint of the woman's doorway to life. What comes out of that door? A big head, a big baby comes out of you, me, everybody comes out of the hibiscus opening. We could call it that. But we were really meditating, transforming in this retreat, this women's reunion, about the pussy, a sacred flower. The pussy is a sacred fruit. That's why men desire it, because what, it's juicy, right? So we as people, as humans, as females, as men, we want to be able to transform our words, not just our thoughts and the meanings, but we want to transform our words of women and females from just vagina, which is the internal part. Now, this is for those of you just joining me, I want to share with you the first day of my experience with all these amazing women from different cultures, that what we were learning from our leader, who's very talented, trained, and experienced in the Native American culture. We had smudging all weekend, smudging incense all weekend, feather blowing all weekend. And to bring out the word pussy, yes, we said that word. We're going to speak about the pussy as an internal and an external fruit or flower, if you will. Because when we women come together, we have to have a very beautiful nature environment. The natural nature environment is what then transforms. The natural nature, flowery tree, plant environment is what brings us to a more conscious awareness of who we really are. Because at the end of the 3 days, guess what? We were one with nature. We were one with nature because day one is you are the hibiscus fruit. Look at the opening of that fruit. But now, we weren't taking any panties off and looking in that mirror or anything like that. We were just discussing the beauty of the hibiscus flower fruit, however you call it, compared to a woman's pussy. Yes. And the leader of our group this weekend brought out the ancient meaning of the word pussy and how it was used in more historical terms, not modern-day negative terms of slangs that we have today, vulgar slangs of a woman's genitals and derogatory for the man, weak, cowardly, effeminate man. No. We were raising consciousness and going a lot higher with our body part, mainly the hibiscus fruit. And now, if you've never seen a hibiscus fruit, it's a beautiful red, very deep red, flowery-like, rubbery-like even feeling on it, a strong presence of nature, beautiful red, deep red color. And the opening of the hibiscus invites you into the vagina, right? So you look at this fruit and you see life in this fruit. Just as you would if you were viewing the birth of a baby. Now, I had one woman who practices doula. Her profession is a professional doula. She helps women bring forth children, babies out of the womb. And so the discussion, even with her and I and among all the other women, is about the beautiful opening of the vagina, which we now are referring to as the pussy, P-U-S-S-Y, for those of you who can't spell it. because we don't use it very often, right? We don't use the pussy. Let's hear cheers for the pussy. Now, this is the environment I was in all weekend. Women cheering their pussy. Yes. So at the end of this type of energy in the first day, you're like a badass. In fact, I was just talking to my grandson. I made him some hot chocolate, and the cup that I used said badass coffee. And there was a little donkey on the picture, some company called Badass Coffee. And he was asking what kind of words. Well, ass, isn't that a bad word, Grandma? And I'm like, yes, but the word ass actually means donkey. And we had about a five-minute discussion on what badass meant. And I explained to him, as we're doing tonight, what is a badass woman, okay? A badass woman is someone who is proud of her pussy. Right, I'm saying that word because we got to change our language to something more positive than what the bitches and the hoes and all the other derogatory terms that have put women down and have caused them to think less of themselves. That was the truth that was coming out this weekend with all the badass women. They turned out to be really badass. In the beginning, it was tears. You know, I have had struggled with this. I've struggled with that. But when you spend time talking about bold things like your vagina and your pussy, you come out badass at the end of 3 days. Because we have to process all the negativity of rap music and all the other the relationships that have abused the pussy and the vagina and more. The mind, the body, and the soul have been wounded in so many women that this is where you start. You start at the sacral chakra. Now, let me just mention the chakra for a minute. We get off the pussy for a minute, but it's all related. That's why this weekend was so transformative for us, because we went deep, 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 not just in the body, but deep into words that have been used in a negative connotation, denotation, all of that. And now women can begin to talk about things like the pussy in a more positive light. And I want you women out there to find a picture of a hibiscus fruit so you can put that on your wall and put the word pussy underneath it. And come into this transformative energy that we're in right now with the moon, the stars, and the society that we're in that has been so negative, so abusive to women and men, I might say, might add. Men too. Men, when men learn to appreciate the pussy on a different level, the sacredness of it, and learn to respect it, and really view it, and I mean literally view it. Some of you men may need to get down there and just view it. Don't touch it. Just view it. Appreciate the hibiscus fruit in your woman. This is bold stuff tonight. I don't know how many children in the room, but they may need to just talk about this. I have just had a conversation with my 6-year-old grandson about badass, and he got it. He really got it. And he said, well, I said, you don't have to use that term in school now. But you need to know what badass means because you're 6 years old and you're smart, and he got it. So I know all you adults out there can get into the pussy explanation tonight. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. This is where we are in 2022, talking about terms that have been used in a negative way and that we are transforming along with our spirit, along with our heart, along with our body. We're transforming negative words and bringing them back to their original meaning. Pussy is a word that was very, in the past, had some powerful connotations. And somewhere along the line, it went to the gutter and vulgarness. We're bringing it back as we have more and more women's circles. We're bringing back that word to give it a positive connotation and compare it to the hibiscus flower. Now, if you have any comments or questions at this point, press 1. We're here to elevate both the female and the male. Now, how does the male get elevated in this situation? Men have to come to respect the pussy now, not degrade it, not dishonor it, not look at it in any vulgar or negative way. It's not something vulgar. Let's get that straight, men. It's not something vulgar. You came out of that pathway. How is it that men got to look at the hibiscus fruit of the pussy in a negative way? Media, Hollywood, everybody, abuses, rape, all the things that we have experienced as women and men. When we come together in circles like this, we really do transform our thinking and our definitions of words that have kept us in a depression almost. Because most of the women in this group, in some way or another, were at a lower consciousness about certain things. And that's why we go to these women's retreats, because we're in a lower consciousness about areas in our life, whether it's relationships, or food or diet or exercise or spiritual things. We go to these retreats to get better, to be better, and to grow. My growth has come over the last 3 days in recognizing that I have put out that I think has been affecting my right side of my body. Right side of the body is male energy, and it's a more giving energy. And I believe what I have really became more aware of, thanks to the leadership and the teacher, was that when you want to change someone, or you think you have to solve a problem for someone, or you have to fix them, that's male energy. Male energy is, I got to do it. And I thought about how many men in my life have said, oh, I'll fix it for you, or how many women have shared things with men and they start telling you how to fix it when all you wanted was a listening ear? Well, I found that I was guilty of that too. I have to admit that. I was guilty, I have been guilty, of wanting to fix people. You probably heard on this, even on Blog Talk Radio, that I'm believing in my mind I'm going to fix people. When it was pointed out to me in a very loving and gentle way that that's a male energy of trying to fix people, of trying to solve problems. Men want to fix the car. They want to fix the relationship. They want to fix, some of them. Now, not all of them. But we're in a new season of circle energy that can bring about more harmony, more joy, more love, and a healthier pussy. The pussy is external and internal flower. Those of you just joining, we're talking about female reproductive sacral shock number 2. It is a pussy of hibiscus fruit, internal and external. So if you men are desiring the woman and the pussy, you got to know both sides, the external and the internal, to have a very beautiful, transformative, harmonious, unified experience. So we got to go to a commercial. I hope that wasn't too hard on people. I'm not trying to fix anybody anymore. I'm going to back off of trying to fix or solve or change. I've been trying to really get out of changing and controlling. But my new perspective is, can I share this with you? And so I'm asking your permission, even now as we go to the break, can I share something with you that might transform your thoughts and that might even take you to a whole new level in your relationship? So we're going to take a break. Everybody take a deep breath. Take that in. While we go to a commercial, and then if you have any questions or comments, this is for all of us to have a reunion, a circle of wisdom rising, and sharing and new knowledge and wisdom about female genitals, yes, and female sacral chakra, as well as men understanding, overstanding the hibiscus element in all women. Naima Latif, your mic is open. Thank you for...
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
About finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Now, let's not have any trolling. I know this word can trigger a lot of trolls or weirdos, but we're gonna mute you if you don't want to speak in wisdom and higher consciousness, just don't speak. But this is a subject for mature audiences. So, Naima Latif, if you want to open up the mic, please go ahead.
321-368, your mic is open. Go right ahead. Introduce yourself.
All right.
You're listening to the audience.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble. Yeah, I was trying to reach a friend of mine in Texas for him and his wife to check this program because it's been so far just off the chart.
Well, I'm here.
Okay, he's there. He just said it. I don't know whether you all are hearing me. I heard him. I heard you. So I guess we all are there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm waiting to hear what she's going to say, and she's saying that she's here.
Oh, no, man. She ain't watching TV, man. She ain't.
No, I'm not talking about your wife. I'm talking about Miss Latif. That, man, because my phone is actually is kind of messed up. It's not really showing like it normally does when I do a conference like this.
Oh, well, anyway, we all hear you. We hear both of you.
Oh, you hear both of them? Okay, well, then that's all good.
Yes, we do.
Okay, I just wanted to say this. The first part of this program was so far off the chart. One of my friends yesterday, we were going to Orlando, and he mentioned a term, and I said, man, I said, never even heard that term. He said, off the meat rack. And I'm like, what? And this is really off the meat rack. I'm serious. I mean, you talking about transformation, my whole thing has been or my mentality or my thought process on this subject. It wasn't negative. I never really had a negative aspect or thoughts about the pussy. But what you all have brought out, even just in the definition itself, it just goes to break down all of the stuff that we've heard, like in school, coming up, and all that kind of stuff. And puts a whole new aspect, and then that concept about the hibiscus flower. I really want to, because I think somebody told me I had a hibiscus growing outside or something, and I want to look at that plant. And I want to look at just like what you all said. I mean, that is really so exciting to me until it's like, wow. So, you know, as far as there's something else that I wanted to say, and right now, you know, I've been trying to do so much in the last few minutes until I don't know if my thoughts are really as settled as they were when I touched the number for tuning in. But the main thing that I wanted to say is this. Thank you for this enlightenment. Oh, because my friend and I, we were talking about enlightenment. That's a thing that I wanted to mention. And he had done some research on checking on the numbers because I kept seeing the numbers 9-11, 6-11, 3-11, 2-2, 4-4-4, all this kind of stuff, 1-2-3. And so he looked it up because he's online a lot. I'm sort of a dinosaur. And he shared a lot of stuff with me that said, well, you're elevating. You're moving up. Viada, you told me the same thing, too, that the universe is elevating. And this is elevating. This is the universe right here elevating us
right
to a higher level of thinking and a higher level of thought on not only this subject, because this subject is covering other subjects, just like what you said, Viada, in the beginning. So I'm going to shut up right now and listen to the wisdom that the universe is putting out.
Now, what does your friend have to – did your friend have a comment?
Well, I'm just listening.
Did he hang
in.
Up?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Still. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just listening in.
Okay. Do you have a comment?
Yeah. Not right just yet, but I will maybe as soon as you guys get to discussing whatever it was y'all were discussing.
Okay. We're going to go to. Yes.
Since my mic is open, and I'm still awake. I had a thought, and looking at every species on the planet, it's only the human being that is so extremely immature about their genitalia. No one else has a complex about it. No one else is afraid to look at it. No one else knows, is so ignorant about its cycles and times of fertility and how it functions. We're the only species on the planet that is ignorant about our genitalia. And I wonder why that is. Why? And we're believing that we're of the highest intelligence. Actually, this is the lowest stupidity. Why are we in this state of fusion about that which is the gateway to life? Why? Why do we allow it to develop into such a way that there's shame, guilt, fear, and all the definitions that you read about a word that has become to symbolize female genitalia in a way that has been projected as derogatory? Why is it that we, the human being, have such a complex about the part of our body that is the gateway to creation? Maybe you have an answer to that question.
Well, I think Kwame Sunhorse is going to maybe be able to answer that, and I'm going to go to him after this other caller. This other caller has been had their hand up a long time, so thank you, Naima. That is the question, because
muted.
And I think after this weekend, it has a lot to do with with nature deficit disorder, what Kwame brings out, as well as losing touch with our Native American ancestral culture and practice. Because one of the things that the leader in this group this weekend brought out is that women who had menstrual periods would let their blood drop into the earth. There were many women who would let the menstrual blood go back into the earth as a sacred ceremony. Not all these pads and tampons and all this business. That wasn't happening back then. Many women, from what I understand, maybe Kwame can enlighten us on that. But let me go to the caller here, 708-602. Your mic is open. You have a comment or question for us?
Of course I do, my V5 teacher. How you doing, Sister V?
I'm good, thank you. Brother Eddie Harris, right?
Yes, it is. Your number five in the spiritual essence of what we're talking about. So to carry on real quick, hitting all the key points, because I always got the five on it, five, which you touched on briefly. And as you said, Brother Kwame, we'll pick up the pieces that I don't tag on to. But I just want to stay on the five real quick, because you started off with the word pussy, which is 23, the five. But as you used the five and you came to it and said you're not here to change anyone, what changes 23 to five.
Okay.
And you came here to share. Share is 23 to five. And what you're doing is only revealing. Reveal is 23 to 5. Everything that matters, matters is 32 to 5. It's no more than the facts, 23 to 5. That is what's on the one, which a lot of people ain't got. It's called common sense. Sense is 23 to 5. And when we basically give this, it's to enhance our spiritual family. Enhance happens to be the four, but that's the truth that we enhance with. That's what we're using. See, because we're not changing anything. When we enhance with truth, it resonates. Resonate is 32, which is the five. And that resonation basically makes a transformation, 50, which is the five. And the transformation starts in your thought, family. Thought is 41, the five, baby. I got five on it. Love you, family, because I end with love. Love is 14. It's the five. That's the code, baby. It's the code of love that we're sharing. Peace and love, family.
Hallelujah. So important to hear what Brother Eddie just said about the five bringing out the love element. Not the vulgar, perverted love, but the higher consciousness of nature, because that's what we experience this weekend, is being in this beautiful environment where I used to live. I actually used to live in this environment, but it was totally transformed for us. The universe took this place that was neglected and that was overgrowing with too many ferns and all the things that I observed while I was living there, that needed to change. It had been done this weekend. We went into an environment that brought out the trees. The beauty of the trees was so powerful this weekend in this place that the Most High sent a woman to purchase this property and took her almost a year to just transform it and clean it and cut it and prune it and bring out the tree element and pathways for nature. And then birds are landing everywhere in this place so that you begin to get in touch with your yoni, which is what Brother Kwame sent me about a book, something about the yoni is another word for pussy. So yoni sounds a little more friendly, right? Brother Kwame, your mic's open.
Good evening, Sister Beata. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Latif, and greetings to Brother Eddie. You know, there's an old saying, if you don't like the word vagina, you're a pussy.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And that used to be an old saying, you know. But the thing of it is that even when you look at the etymology of what we're using, and the definition of a vagina is a female passage vulva, but it really in Latin it means a sheath, a scabbard, a covering, a sheath, an ear of grain. So we have this word, and this is why I say yoni, because yoni was the Indian term, the yoni and the shavalinga, the vagina and the phallus. That was a form of worship that they poured milk over, and they honored that joining of that union. But what Latif said, the part of the human, no, it's the civilized human that feels that their bodies are a vulgar or need to be covered. If you look at civilization, especially in tropical areas, people run around butt naked. They have been running around butt naked until the European came in and started telling them that that was wrong for them to show their bodies when they honored their bodies and being one with the nature in which they lived in. So it was civilization encroaching on what was natural. It was natural for the human to walk around, especially in tropical areas, unclothed, because it was more communicatable. And when you were talking about the indigenous teachings, in that was why the Enipe was called the sacred place, because it was the moon lodge. It was where the women went at moon time and doing the ceremony, but also releasing their blood into the earth. And even as we got into modern time and doing the lodges, we would ask women if they were on their moon time to come into the lodge. But when they finished the lodge and they changed their pad or changed whatever they were using, the thing would be for them to take, they had a mate, take and dig a hole at the base of a tree and put your blood back into the earth in that pad, in that tampon, and put it back into earth and add your prayers or whatever you wanted to do. And then we taught about teaching young women to use cups, that when that menstrual cycle came, you saved that blood until full moon or new moon, and then you went out into a ritual and dug at the base of the tree, and you poured your blood back into the earth, and you put your desire or whatever it is that you wanted to release or wanted to grow, and you put it at the base of that tree so it could go back into the earth. Even women in the olden days would take their moon blood and put it and water their gardens in order to fertilize the food that was to feed us. So it's very sacred, that the pussy, and that was a thing that we used to think was so crazy, that when we were young, P-U-S-S-Y, the pussy, that was the thing, thinking you were saying something big. But until we learned and grew up and said, oh, if you don't like the word vagina, then you're a pussy. That's where that came from when we grew up as kids. But it's very powerful, because that what I sent you, those two books, And it talks about, and the one seminar, it's a French book, and it's a picture of all the different vaginas of women. They even had an exhibit, I think it was in France, where this guy was making plaster models of women's vagina, and they had an exhibit of women being able to see what their vagina looks like when you make a plaster cast of your vagina. They're now even doing vagina surgery because some women have noticed that their lips are too big, or there's something wrong, or that they're out of shape. So they're doing plastic surgery to formulate and make the vagina look beautiful. So what we're seeing is that sacred gateway is a very important, because everybody comes through that portal if they're not cesarean and cut out of their mother. And so that's why I think that was a very important, because for women to be able to identify, most women do not like looking at that part of their body.
That's true. There's a book called Slow Sex. Diana is her name. I interviewed her on my show a few years ago. And one of the things in her book, and the tantra teachings, is about taking a mirror and viewing that part of your body. Women, men can see it easily, but women, one of the consciousness raising practices for women is to take a mirror and look at your pussy, your yoni, because we have lost touch with that. And what this weekend has really helped all these women do is have more respect, more love for that area and all areas of our
now. My ex, and this is how we had our intimacy. I would groom her yoni when it came time. She trusted me enough to groom her yoni. Well, most women will shave and do that part. I was the one that would groom her yoni, because it was an exchange in honoring that and being able to have that much honoring in how you wanted to look and the way that you cut, remove the pubic hairs and to work on her. That was an exchange or ceremony that we did in order for her to feel that she was really appreciated in that part of our ritual.
Now, I want to know what grooming means. That means scissors and comb, or what is grooming?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if you, okay, most women will use a razor or shave. What I would use is like little scissors, and I would clip the longer hairs and groom it the way she wanted to. She always didn't like sideburns, and no sideburns, and just a little bit of on her lips, and just cut it down smooth on her lips. That was the way in which she liked to herself to be groomed. So she taught me how to groom her.
Okay, so you're talking about a woman who had an idea of what she wanted that to look like down there.
Right, and what we would do is we'd take the mirror, and I would groom it as I was doing the grooming, and shave off the parts that she wanted shaved, and then cut it just like in a barbershop. You cut her hair there in her sacred space to look like you, to make it look good for her and to you.
Okay, I'm trying to get over. I'm trying to imagine this. No, not imagine, but more understanding, overstand. So, what is the reasoning though for grooming other than sexual pleasure or whatever?
Well, the grooming is for a ceremony, a spiritual energy exchange, and a trust.
Okay.
To be able to tell, have a man to be at your sacred place and saying that he's shaving you, and then he will take the scissors and he would groom around the longer hairs and shorten the hairs the way she wanted it, or even would use clippers. Would take the little lining clippers and shape and do whatever. We took honor in that ritual of grooming it at certain times, especially in the summer.
Now, what do you think the Native Americans do, though, or did? What's the culture and the routine or the thing that made our Native ancestors did in that respect?
Well, in Native tradition, I know in Lakota that women on their cycles, they were told that they couldn't cook, they couldn't do certain ceremonies, they were had to be excluded from certain rituals because at that time their energy is very powerful. A woman that really knows how to use her cycle could kill a man with her energy.
Okay, the blood flow, the energy of the blood flow and the purpose of the blood flow and the moon connection. Yeah, I can see that all those energies coming together in consciousness using
right.
your awareness of the moon energy and your moon and the blood flowing that is not of violence. That's what that really got me this weekend to think about. This is the only blood that is not flowing from violence. And we
right,
have forgotten how sacred.
And Barbara Maciniak's book, Bringers of the Dawn, she has a chapter
yes.
in the Galvanized Goddess. And what she calls the blood and the sperm is the white elixir, in that the mixing of the blood and the sperm on that cycle time creates the white elixir. From that white elixir creates a human being. Well, it doesn't create a human being, but that's an elixir that's used in ceremony.
The galvanized, what is that again?
Galvanized Goddess. And Bringers
oh,
of the Dawn, Barbara Maciniak.
Yeah, okay. I read one of her books. I haven't read that. So, thank you, Kwame, because here's a definition of vagina. It's actually 17th century. It's a Latin word that literally means a sheath, which is
yeah,
like
etymology.
Yes. So the etymology of the word vagina, which we learned this weekend, again, just made us celebrate the word pussy because we were given some new thoughts on what is really going on. And I see another caller that I think it's one of our sisters who attended the gathering this weekend. So let me open up the mic, 386-473. Your mic is open.
Hey, good evening. I'm sorry to join in late. This is Jessica, and I just saw your text, and I was like, oh my God, let me call in and see how you know what is going on. It's so cool to hear you and on the radio. That's like, wow. I'm happy for that. But
okay, Jessica, let me just bring you up to speed. I have introduced our audience to our new awareness of the word pussy. Everybody's kind of getting comfortable about the word pussy. And we had our brother Eddie Harris from Chicago actually giving us the numerical energy of what we're talking about tonight. So our weekend together, Jessica, was so in alignment with the spiritual elements of our journey that we're on. So, Jessica, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience and tell them what happened with you this weekend? How did you either grow or transform, or what were your thoughts?
Okay, well, this was an unexpected sort of weekend. I was looking for community. And, well, let me start by saying my name is Jessica Clementi. I'm a licensed clinical social worker here in the state of Florida. I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York. And I'm a mom and I'm a grandma. And I'm happy being a parent. But I never really understood the whole pussy and, you know, the uterus and woman's power coming from this second heart. You know, this is like was totally new to me, but it felt right. And we shared and we held that love for one another. I thought that building a community, being with one another, eating, and going in the pool and going in the jacuzzi and being in nature. It was just, and singing and the fire. It was all so wonderful and so relieving. You know, it's like, okay, we can drop all of this. I mean, at the last day, I was like, I'm not even going to wear a bra today. You know, I think they should say that the next time. Like, so as we walk in, no bras needed, you know, throw them out. We could just be as comfortable as possible, you know, because it was just awesome. It was awesome. And I went in there with the whole thing of, like, I even wrote Shantae, and I was like, I mean, when you use the word pussy, it's like she's a little vulgar. I mean, why not just use vagina, you know? And then I got schooled, and I'm like, okay, pussy. I'm like, it's okay. But, you know, it's okay. I'm like, okay.
So yeah.
It's excellent, and you're excellent, and I can't believe this. It's been an awesome experience. I'm still overjoyed.
So would you agree that we have a responsibility in our community to share this with other women and help them maybe form other circles?
Yes. Yeah. I really believe that. I think that's where I wanted, like, can we do this sooner? Like, she's like, oh, maybe once a year. And I was like, wow, we're going to wait a whole year to get together again with a phenomenal group of women. You know, I want our group, but I also feel that there is a need and that this needs to get out into the community, and it needs to be, like, explained in a way where women become more comfortable with themselves. You know, it didn't matter what size, shape. Nobody was really comparing them to anybody else. We were just being. We were happy being. And that is just connecting on that level that we are women. And as women, we go through this monthly cycle of the moon. And knowing that, you know, when winter comes, we're on the dark side of the moon. And then when, you know, the spring and the summer come, it's the light side. But in between those, there are different phases that we go through. And if we were probably to study it as deeply as Shantae understands it, people could probably elevate their mood, definitely elevate their mood. You know, the depressed symptoms would probably be able to be explained and alleviated greatly if a woman could just understand that each month, every certain amount of days, you're going through a certain phase of the moon. And as you go journey through that phase of the moon, you're going to feel changes. And sometimes these changes occur to you, and you don't understand why you feel out of flux. But if you're not educated about the importance of understanding how we're connected with the moon and how that guides us, then we're at a loss. You know. But once we start gaining some of that knowledge, then we're able to become empowered by it and understand ourselves better, accept ourselves better, and even, you know, bless ourselves because of the knowledge that we gained. So, I think definitely this needs to be, poof, you know. I mean, we got to do some more research, but, you know, we have to become empowered.
Unmuted.
To be able to help others, because I think there is a need.
Yeah, and Jessica, I got to go to a commercial, but I'm going to put you on hold, and if you want to, I'm going to ask you to press 1 again, and then if you want to speak again, press 1, because I've got to go to a commercial. That was just a powerful statement you just made about knowledge. When women have this type of knowledge, they're going to be empowered. They're going to love themselves more, and guess what? We can love our men more. We can love men better. So I'm going to open up, Naima, your mic's open, and if the brothers who are on in your studio or on your studio, if they want to talk, go ahead and open up their mic. But go ahead with the commercials.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Female Solutions Studio that wanted to comment or question? Okay, so I'll go. I guess you can send me a text if you have anyone in your studio that likes to come. I have another caller here in my studio, 773-450. Your mic is open.
Grand Riser, great evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Wonderful. It's a wonderful show and wonderful messages going out. I know it's interesting when I first saw you were talking about women in the circle, and then you were talking about the retreat and the circles and the things that were brought out about women. And it's interesting because I was thinking traditional society, and sometimes when men, we look at women pretty much below the waist. Society treats it like that most often. But personally, I find that women have such a brilliant mind. I think they underestimate that so often. When women are left with children on their own, they can always raise boys and girls on their own. They're able to do that because that's the universal move of motherhood, and they can just do that. So I appreciate you giving the power where it belongs because not enough is given to that, even in the current time, to really fully understand, I would say, the 9 needs of a woman. And so physical intimacy would be one of them, but that might be down the line since there's 8 other things that you need to focus on to actually be fulfilling to a woman. So part of that is understanding that she's got this great mind and that you can learn from her. And so
in that respect, I like to yield to the leadership of that in this show because I'm just listening and learning. We sure appreciate you. Just keep sharing. There's
oh,
more
great.
To come.
Thank you. I believe that was Obadiah. And I want to go back to Jessica and ask her, because he brought up the mind and how powerful the mind is in women. But, Jessica, your mic is open. I want to ask you, this weekend, how often did you even think about the connection to your thoughts and your mind and your yoni and your vagina and your pussy? did it occur to you at all this weekend to even meditate about the mind and thoughts versus the sacral chakra level 2?
No, for me personally, there was just a flow that just seemed natural where there was not a need to think. It was more a feel, and I felt what the energy of the others, and we were all working along with, I think we were just, you know, going with the energy, and Shante was kind of guiding, and we were totally in, you know, we were thinking with her. We were thinking with one another. So was I thinking only when they sent us to look at the nature, and it was just thinking to try to feel out the energy that I was getting that was calling me to certain parts and to spend more time with this tree or to look at this plant or put my feet in the salt water pool. It was just a feeling that was drawing me. So it was really connecting with the spirit. And like sitting on that swing and hearing just that the birds seemed like they were saying, I see you. And so I felt honestly seen by my sisters as I witnessed them and also was able to see and be seen by nature because the birds were just in sync and that's the sound that was seen to come out of them. I see you. It was wonderful. It was truly wonderful. So I wasn't really thinking, you know, I'm thinking from my yoni or thinking from my brain. I'm in a feeling place. And that's a place you often get to feel safe and accepted and secure in, you know, because there's too much judgment going on around and you can't say this, you can't do that. But there it was. And the mindfulness became what was, you know, universally, I think we were all grounded. It was a great feeling.
That's a beautiful description of the energy you get when you bring women together in such a beautiful, natural-oriented environment. Mm-hmm. Is that we're not doing a lot of thinking as much as we're viewing the environment, connecting with nature, listening to the birds, listening to your yoni, listening to the pussy. It wasn't a lot of mental activity as much, in my opinion. I think that's what you're saying too, is that we're connecting to these females in our midst and working not to judge anything. I know I had to put my judgment mind to the side and not try to
just
anything.
Walking and accepting.
Yes.
People of different
it.
Cultures, different colors, and we blended like the music. When we sang, we sounded wonderful. It was blended.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It really was beautiful.
And that's what I shared in the beginning. We had different cultures, different races, different female bodies even. If you think about all the bodies, the shapes of bodies and all the variety and diversity that was present, we were able to help with the help of the leader in this group to focus on our sacral chakra, which is where it needed to be to become transformative and to be changed and to be healed and to be unified and harmonious so that we could send at the end of the day love and peace to the universe, to the earth.
To the universe. Wasn't that awesome? Oh, my God. That was powerful.
Yes.
We really felt it. I mean, when we let that go up, it was like we really, it was like we sent it up. We sent all that good feeling up. It was just wonderful. And we screamed. Wasn't I even screaming? It sounded like we were Indians and a different tribe. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, and you, like you said, we all just blended right together. In every way, whether it was eating or meditating or listening or dancing in the morning.
Or making the waves beads, or painting,
creating. The atmosphere for this type of circle of meeting has to be focusing on nature, I think.
How
we can be one. I think, as you agree, in the end, we all felt one, not just with each other, but with nature.
Yes, and that's a peace. That's a peace that comes with that, and a strength to know that we're creators. We bring forth life. Ain't nobody can take that from us. So the disrespect that we've had all these years, now that we've come into this 20th, this decade where it's true, the woman, this is the decade of the woman. We've been on the male roof from before. Now we're awakening. We've awakened, and we're letting our voices be heard. And doing things like these circles empowers us to be better women, be better companions, be more present in this, and know when to sit still and be quiet and wait. So all of that you could learn from just, we were there for 2 days. I walked in, I didn't have none of this knowledge extra. This was extra on top of, this is not book knowledge. This is not even your regular experience knowledge. This is special knowledge that's given from a sister to a sister, from a heart to a heart, and shared, it becomes something more. It's beautiful.
And this is for me, what I'm overstanding is our assignment on this earth to connect with conscious people, regardless of their race. If this is not about building a particular community of races, it's about building a community of conscious people, namely women first, and then carrying over the empowerment that it gives women when they come together to heal and be unified, to carry that over into our relationships with our men or women, whatever your choice.
Right, right.
But it has to start in the sacral chakra.
Yes.
Which gives us an understanding of our beginnings in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Kwame, the mic is open, and I know you're sharing. Do you feel like this gives women an understanding of their beginnings and the most historical part of them to help them relate better to men?
I think it's very important if she has an understanding of her own body, but what also, too, in looking at, and I think I just sent you, in nature, there are forms, there are trees that have yoni trees, there have stones that are shaped like yoni. In nature, there are symbology of the female yoni in nature all around the planet. And what we have to begin to do is honoring that which we see in nature is in the female. She is the Mother Earth. And so when we began to see the coalition of the all my relations, yes, there isn't a race. There is the human and nature.
Right.
And understanding how we relate to nature, there are yoni trees, there are yoni rocks, there are mountains and shapes, plants, the hibiscus, what you were talking about. The money that's used in Ghana is called sidi. And sidi is a cowrie shell, and the reason that they use it as money because it's the shape of the yoni.
Wow. Wow.
That is the power.
That's
this is
powerful.
Why you decorate young girls in Africa, and today they do it here. We wear cowrie shells.
That's right.
Symbology of the female yoni.
Yeah.
And these are very powerful tools. If you look at the shell, it looks just like a yoni.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what
we were
nature.
We looking up at the wood and the
right.
ceiling
and, you,
and today, and we saw the yonis up on the ceiling. It was unbelievable. It was right in the wood. Yes.
Yes. And it's everywhere because that is the gateway.
Mm-hmm. That is the gateway.
Literally
and figuratively, yep.
Right.
So, Kwame, where is the male genital represented in nature?
Well, it's a male tree, and you have standing talls, and then you have the male plants. You look at the cactus.
You have the cactus.
You have the cucumber. Mm-hmm. You have different plants in nature symbolizes male phallus, and you have plants
right.
that symbolize female. There's always balance.
Right. There's always
and the plant relatives in the standing tall in the trees, in that you have male rock figures and you have female rock figures. So nature knows its balance and it has its order. We are out of order. That's why when I was sharing about and saying that we saying the human being was covering up when Naima was speaking. No, it's civilized that what we were calling uncivilized was the natural order to be able to have women walk around in their natural attire and their skin suits and not be approached and grumbled at because the whole village is in the same dressed the same way. There is no
right.
that's honoring the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
This civilized what we call civilization has it backwards.
Yep. Cool
you pay to go to a nudist colony, but you were born butt naked.
That's true. I've never done that. Because they shame you from day one. You know, cover up. You know, so that's one place I actually could almost, you know, really feel that freedom. That, you know, a couple of days more, it could gradually be to a point where we could have probably all said, okay, we're just going to go outside, skinny dip. It's, you know, it would have been warmer.
Yeah.
I could probably see that, you know, because we learned to trust each other on 2 days, you know. So a few more days, we would have been good. And some were good from the beginning, you know, but it would have taken like me and maybe a few, you know, because I was not in the, you know, I wasn't in the mindset. So you got to be kind of brought into the mindset to open you up to that, which should have been from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the whole purpose of having 3 days. Like you said, if we had had more days together, we would have been out
right.
there nude. Letting it all hang out.
That's right. And that water was cold, but it felt good. You know, when I got in, I was like, yeah, but it was just liberating. It felt so good. And then getting warm, the koozie felt better. So, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, so you're in the jacuzzi. Okay, this is something that is so nice to have a jacuzzi on events like this
mm-hmm.
because you get a chance to sit in the jacuzzi and have conversations.
That's right. And
so
what
were your conversations like sitting in the jacuzzi?
Oh, we were just cutting up because one of the girls, she was just telling, you know, talking about her being just so free-spirited and so just able to just jump into things and make people laugh. And So we, you know, she was with us, and she has such a beautiful ability to make people laugh and to feel comfortable. So we just took turns, you know, sharing which side of the jacuzzi gave you the best, you know, massage, and just playing with one another. You know, one of our senior, you know, clones was there with us, and it was like she was just full of such joy, you know. So I can't really remember exactly. Sometimes you can't remember exactly what was said, but you'll never forget how it felt. And it felt right and good and beautiful just being there. It was like maybe how many? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like five of us at one time were in this, you know, it was a big jacuzzi. It's not big, but it was, you know, decent size, and we all had a good time. You know, we relaxed, right. And it was, you know, it was like, I loved it. I was in there with something. So it was nice. It was actually nice.
There's something really exciting and needed. I want to say needed to sit in a jacuzzi with other women and just talk about what's on your mind, what are you feeling.
Right.
Because as you said, there was a lot of feeling more than mental conversation. It's like wanting to become one, wanting to harmonize, wanting to get to know one another on a really deep level, I think.
Right, yes. And we tried because I kept hearing little bits and pieces of conversation, and people were sharing. We were sharing.
And could I, is my mic still open?
Yes, go ahead.
And I want to thank you for sharing, you know, what you experienced in your retreat, because I have a men's retreat in Commerce, Texas, outside of Dallas on the second, third, and fourth of December, and to do a sweat lodge and to experience the 40 acres with these 16 to 20 men. And it kind of put me in the mind and saying, okay, here now is the time for men to come together, and how are we going to interact? Because the age is between around 18 to 40-something. And this woman has what's called bro yoga and meditation that she teaches there at a school there in Dallas. And she has this men's retreat twice a year. And so for me, it's looking at being able to take this conversation and talk to the men.
Right. That'll be beautiful. That'll be so beautiful. Because I think men are wanted and needed like they've always been. It's just that, you know, society has done such cruel things to families, and the separation and the giving women more, you know, the ability to, through welfare, you know, with the kids are supported, so, you know, the guys go to jail, or they just decide not to be around, and she's stuck doing everything, and she's trying to do her best, and she does, for the most part, if she's not getting involved in drugs or something else. So if we can get the guys to understand how precious it is, and to be with a woman, to honor her, not to just take her, use her, leave her, drop her off, you know, if you're going to go get to know somebody, you go to get a good job, you do an interview, you go through a process. You don't get any benefits for the first 30, 60 days or whatever. And that should be a mindset. It's like coming together with a woman should be something that really be thought through, and not just felt from the waist down, because sometimes, you know, those lust type of emotions don't lead to the right place where you want to get to. So we have to kind of train guys and women that we want to feel stimulated in our minds. If you can't stimulate our minds, then then the rest of it is not going to work that well, because once you neglect the ability to make her feel happy and content and loved, cannot do that for him, feel like he's my king, he's the one that is providing, or if he's not, even if we're equal and equal, or even if I'm a little more and he's a little less, so long as we're both on the same wavelength, you know, like we're respecting this union that we come to. If we can get our younger generation to understand that coming into a union is like getting a good job. If you want a crappy job and you don't put in good time, then you're going to be messing up one after the other. You want a good time, then you get educated. You do these sweat lodges. You do whatever it takes to make yourself as manly as you can so that you're going to look for a woman that is on that wavelength. And we're going to try to get our communities to get to that point. You know, we want to all be there together. We don't want to leave some off. I mean, some may never want to join. You know, they may not want this, you know, this mindset. You know, this is not for everybody. Like our teacher told us today, she says, I'm not a community, what is it? I'm not a customer service representative. You know, so
right.
She wasn't taking, you know, like if anybody, you know, it's what she says, and that's all. And that kind of me a little bit, because I'm like, I'm like the kind of person, I want to help others, but I respect what she says because it's true. You know, it's got to be a time where you got to set a boundary, and you know, this is it. From here, you come to me, you meet me where I'm at because I'm already here. This is where you want to be, but you got to get to me, and then I will, you know, try to elevate you as I, you know, as appropriate, because everybody can't be elevated to the same degree because they're not prepared. They're not able to, but we want to see the best in everyone, at least from my heart.
And I think as Shantae clarified that I'm not, you know, that customer service rep, I think all of us were kind of shaken at that analogy.
That right, it was like jarring.
But I think what the point of that was that we're not here to solve people's problems. We're here, as she said, is to help people set goals. The brothers that are going to join Kwame, they should have a goal, and he's the one that
right.
helps them reach the goal. He's already probably out laid
Doing
out
it.
What the plan is and the intention.
Right.
And just like us, we don't want to be the customer service rep that's going to bow down and do whatever you tell us, or we're going to guide. No, we want to help you. We want to partner with you to set your goal. We want you to
right.
come out and say, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to do. And it's interesting, Kwame, we had women in this. We had 12 women from probably the ages of, I don't know if Jessica agreed, maybe the youngest was late 20s all the way up to 70.
Yes.
Yeah. So when depend and believe me, me being a senior, I was learning from these women, these younger women.
Yes. Yes.
I couldn't go in there thinking I knew everything as much as I wanted to share. I shared a lot of my own personal experience, but I found myself
right.
just excited to hear what these women were, what their journey was,
right.
what they were learning, and they taught me a lot. I tell you, these women taught me a lot because we're all different. We've all had a different
yeah.
journey.
And the only way we can be enriched is that way,
yeah.
learning,
yeah.
keeping it,
yeah.
staying open. We can learn from,
yeah.
from a dog. We have to learn from one another. And, yeah,
right.
we had the youngins, and we were like the chrome
yeah.
of the,
yeah.
yeah, but it was beautiful. They were wonderful. You know,
yeah.
you get through this age and you look at all that vitality and possibility, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
So let me go to our next caller, unless I hear from Naima. I don't hear her. See, Mama AZ, your mic is open.
Greetings, sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. How are you this evening?
I'm grateful to be on this side of the dirt, and especially the sister. And greetings, Brother Kwame, and Brother Obadiah. The sister who's talking now, who is this?
Jessica. She was in our 12. She was one of the 12 this weekend that joined us for the retreat.
Oh my, Jessica, I'm just I'm listening to you and Dr. V, if you don't mind sharing my number with her. I don't know. I just need to check behind myself. I'm hearing some things in between. And so, Ms. Jessica, if you choose to call me,
yes.
Do so. You live
Amen.
There in Florida.
Mm-hmm. In Port Orange.
Okay, Port Orange. Huh, that sounds familiar. What do you do if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I'm a master's level social worker, and I have my license to do counseling and therapy, work with everything from the little ones to the 99-year-old ones. You know, I've done like the whole, the stages of development from 0 to 99. In different ways, and I love the fact that I feel my work is a calling. It's not just, you know, I think from forever I was called to do this. I love being of help to people and being a person who advocates for someone who's in need. You know, it's like the way I've always looked at it, it's like I'm here, God brings them to me. And my job is to help, you know, in whichever way I can. And I always call upon my God to, you know, bring me to where I need to be to help this person, to give me the right words. And so going to this retreat, it was just a little different because we're looking at it as a woman's perspective, a woman's power, this, you know, this energy, this force. And yet, you know, my whole foundation was always built on my God, you know. So I work from there. But, yes, I'm blessed to be, by the grace of God, a social worker called to do the right thing.
Have you I have one question or two. Have you ever been to Virginia, like around South Boston?
No.
Have you ever thought about taking a journey to Arizona?
I wouldn't mind. I mean, I wouldn't mind taking a journey. Yeah. I love Arizona. I mean, yeah.
Have you been to Arizona?
Never.
Okay. Dr. V, you share the number. I'm hearing some things, and I want to double check behind myself.
You can tell Jessica. I think she's from Brooklyn, right?
No, I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, I mean the Bronx. Bronx.
Yes.
Sorry.
I kind of detected that. You sort of remind
accent.
Me of Lloyd Strahan. He's a numbers person, and for some reason I'm picking up that energy that Lloyd Strahan has. He's over there, I think, in the Bronx or somewhere in New York, but he's on the YouTube. All right, Dr. V, this is interesting. I'm just listening, and share my number. Because Jessica is talking some in between that I want to check behind.
Mama, you have a new governor yet? I was looking at the controversy. What's going on with your governor in Arizona?
I have no idea. I fell other day on the 9th, and I'm dealing with all of that. I haven't turned on the TV, quite frankly.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't give a darn.
I'm trying to govern my own body and wellness here. Okay, right. Then, I'll listen. Thank us, Dr. V. Thank you, Jessica. We're going to talk. We'll have
a reading. Okay, amen. I will give you a call.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I will.
So, Jessica, in your work as a social worker, do you see the need for, in particular, women to have these type of circles, or do you just see it as a family dysfunction? Now that you've had this weekend experience, how do you think it's going to affect your work that you're doing as a social worker?
Well, I'll definitely be more in tune with my mothers, and as far as, you know, keeping this mindset to those that you perceive are willing to, you know, receive that type of guidance. But mm-hmm. I do believe that given the opportunity, it would, like, I wish I had the funding to go, like, grassroots and go into communities and talk at the junior high school level, and talk with those parents of those kids, and then talk to the kids and see how many of them would want to come together and, you know, let's bond together and let's do this and learn something different, learn something that can empower us as a tribe, as a community, as the people, you know, so that we can get back to being human and not being colors and shapes and sizes, you know, just trying to bring that peace and love back into the world, if it was ever here, because sometimes when you see what we're seeing, it, you know, it's these moments that we have in a circle time like we had that brings us back to that love that, you know, we don't see on a regular, you know, that felt like a cocoon. And then when we get back into reality, it's like, okay, let me hold what I had, you know. So I took a lot of pictures just because I wanted to hold what I had and make a scrapbook. I could go back and make pictures, you know. This is it. This is where we want to get to a golden moment. So, I think that I will try to, I'm going to go back and look at everything she gave us as far as the literature and do some reading on the lady that brought in the information on, remember when we did the fertile meal?
Yeah.
She wrote the book.
Yeah.
So it would be, you know, once I do, you know, like my own, like I said, I do my own research then I'll be able to create how that is going to impact my ability to transmute some of that knowledge to those that come before me.
Yeah, absolutely. I so appreciate you sharing your experience and your knowledge. And as a social worker, I'm just going to be believing that you're going to make a huge, even more important impact in your work, because you were such a light this weekend, and just so open. I realized that how open you were to grow, and I'm just grateful to have met you and seen your growth and didn't feel my growth just knowing you and all these other women.
And knowing you, you're awesome. I mean, you are awesome. You were telling us stuff about this place we were at that I was like, oh, my gosh, she was really here. Oh, my. You know, it was just like you were someone that I so admired. Your quality, you were just open and sweet and welcoming. And you were vulnerable, you know, and you wanted to share more. And I like the ability to share more. And then sometimes we can't. We have to be, you know, kind of contained. So it's okay to be contained, but then it's also nice to be able to share, because sometimes the reason why we want to share is because we got to get it out. We got to get up and out. We're cleansed. You know, we come to that cleansing point. And, yeah, that thing around the fire yesterday, I'm still happy about that, you know. So just creating moments. Just creating moments for people. You could change the world.
There's Yeah, there's something so special about, and Mama AZ, who just spoke, she introduced me to the element of fire as a meditation point, as a worship, even a worship point, because she is definitely one who uses that fire energy to change the mind, the body, the energy, the feelings. Let me just ask her, Mama AZ, have you been doing any fires lately? And what is it you think about the fire that's helped us grow and become more conscious?
No, I haven't been doing any fires. I'm not allowed here in Cochise County in the area that I'm residing in at the moment. I miss. Oh, my God. I miss going to the stronghold. I started to go and be there as we are speaking now, but my body fell, and I'm here dealing with why this happened. Why did I allow my body to get out of harmony and create this, you know? But fire, to me, natural fires, not Agnihotra. My sister friend does the Agnihotra, but the regular wood fires, the campfires, it is the real deal. And when you dig in the earth and you create a fire, it's just, I can't explain it. It is like messages come to you in the most interesting flames that are irradiating from the fire. So yeah. I've been doing this for like 50 years or even more.
Wow.
And it's part of grounding, it's part of ceremony, and to me it is like the creator can show you some things in that fire if you are open to listening and hearing. I can just go on.
And then Kwame Sunhorse does a different type of heat. I don't know, Kwame, if you comment for a minute about the energy that comes from stones and their heat and how any type of circle or gathering should include that fire element. Kwame, what is it about the stones that brings in that transformation energy?
Well, and I thank Mom AZ, and good evening, Mom AZ. The part of the stones, but what you asked your question first about the fire. Fire is like ocean, like waterfalls, like running brooks or streams. It produces what's called, they call it negative ions, because the human body uses positive and negative ions. Fire emits negative ions, which is why it's so hypnotic or conducive. It can either, you know, keep you warm or burn you up. But what happens with fire and certain logs that sometimes even we use in burning, oak or hardwoods as a pot or softwoods, is that we use that to heat the stones, because the stones were formed from heat. And so what we do is we bring them back to that point in their beginning as to glow, and that they're going to release their energy when we bring them into the sweat lodge. And that fire, the standing tall, the wood, the fire, and the stones combine together to create that bringing back to life, to bring that stone into the nipe, which is the womb, or the yoni, because we crawl in through that little opening, which is the yoni coming into the womb. And then they're put into the pit of the earth inside of that womb. And then the pajuta, or the waters of life, are poured upon those stones And when those stones and that water meet, they create what's called the grandfather's breath or the steam that begins the process of helping your body, your skin, to release its toxicity inside of you while you're breathing in the releasing of the energy from the record keepers, the stones, releasing that into you. And so what we have is an exchange while you're sitting on your roots, on your buttocks in the lodge, and you're connected to the earth, and then you're breathing in, sitting in that fetal position as you did when you were in the womb, and that exchange of the energy of the record keepers, the energy of the waters of life, and being on earth, all of that combines to help to release and connect you in that darkness, because the womb, the lodge is completely dark. And so these are the four elements that's using in that sacred space, which is called, what's what Anipe stands for. And that's the ceremony. And it's done in the four stages, just as there's the four directions, there's the four stages of life, there's the four races, there's the four seasons. And so we honor that by doing that in the ritual in fours. So that's what I could share about what the grandfathers and grandmothers are brought and used and using fire to bring them back to life.
Before we go, let's do a little breathing together one of my favorite meditations. Earth, my body, water, my blood, fire. And think about how we...
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. I like to sing to the earth. I like to She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth. I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of these. I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bone. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind. I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my spirit. Earth, my body, earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my
joining me tonight. And I, Jessica, I hope to meet you again soon.
Oh,
you
have
a beautiful,
our show today.
Beautiful
you
week, my
every
sister.
Show
I'll call you my sister now. We all need a one.
Yes, yes, you're my sister, my wife. Oh, my God, thank you. I'm honored by this. I'm so honored. This is wonderful. I'm excited. Thank you.
Have a beautiful week, and I'll be in touch.
Okay, send me over, Mother.
Mama AZ, yeah.
Mama AZ's number, contact information. Okay, thank you. Okay,
thank you. Have a good evening. And tomorrow, don't forget to join Zelda with Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Female Solution at 515-605-325. Or look for Zelda Robinson and the Higher Learning Network on Facebook tomorrow morning. Always have some breathing exercises and exciting topics. Again, thank you for joining me, Amazing. I hope this show has motivated you to go out and start your own circle in your own neighborhood for those who are willing. Yeah, love you all. And we're going to say thank you to our global community.
Poland. John, could you?
Thank you.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Gracias. Italy.
Gracias.
Grazie.
Egypt.
Shukran. Ghana.
Shukran.
Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Salam Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
And
may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.